Palestinians travelled to Jerusalem al-Quds to observe the first Friday of Ramadan, with over 75,000 Muslim worshippers praying at Al-Aqsa Mosque. However, the Israeli army imposed heavy restrictions by setting up separate checkpoints in the West Bank. Palestinians say they were humiliated at Qalandia checkpoint as scores of people were turned away. We interviewed one Palestinian who attempted to enter numerous checkpoints. However, as he stated, due to security restrictions, he was banned from entering. Many stated that just praying in Jerusalem has become a form of resistance.
The media, in support of the occupation, stated that there were few restrictions and no problems for Palestinians wanting to pass to Jerusalem to pray. I tried to pass 6 times to pray in Al-Aqsa. The first time they stopped and ordered me to go back to Ramallah because of my age, and they didn't issue me a permit. We tried many times to pass from many ways, but as always, they sent me back. We will continue to pray after the Israeli occupation has left our land.
Palestinians have further complained about the heavy police presence in Jerusalem al-Quds, many of which deny Palestinians access to the third holiest site in Islam, Al-Aqsa Mosque. Human rights groups, including Beit Salem, have reported that last year Palestinians were physically assaulted or arrested by Israeli police. The head mufti of Al-Aqsa Mosque stated it is illegal under international law to ban Muslims and Christians from accessing their holy sites during religious holidays.
The Israeli soldiers stated that there were going to be not issues passing to Jerusalem. This is wrong. There are placing age restriction which has created bad atmosphere. This is illegal and illogical because any Muslims around the world should have the right to pray in Al-Aqsa Mosque.
The Mufti continued to explain that it is part of Tel Aviv's discriminatory policy to make it difficult for Muslims to attend holy sites in Jerusalem. Al-Aqsa Mosque has been at the heart of the tensions in Jerusalem, as it is under constant threat of raids by Israeli Jewish settlers, and the Housing and Construction Minister, Yuri Ariel, has called for a Jewish temple to be built on the Al-Aqsa compound, with over 50% of Israelis in support of this policy. Israel are further continuing to conduct archaeological excavations under the Al-Aqsa compound in a bid to find a remnant of a Jewish history. With extensive damage caused to the Islamic site, they have not yet found a trace of evidence. This is a celebratory day in which tens of thousands of Muslims flock to observe the first Friday of Ramadan. However, Palestinians are becoming increasingly more frustrated at the restrictions imposed upon them by Israel, such as banning them access from Islamic holy sites, forcing them to observe Israeli military permits, alongside creating delays at the checkpoints. Nell Burden for Press TV, occupied Qalandia.